Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. The 2023 growing season produced a bumper crop for some area wheat farmers who took honors for top-yielding wheat crops. The growers were honored during the Michigan Wheat Yield Contest, with two of them receiving high honors in the National Wheat Yield Contest as well. Those who were recognized for taking top wheat production were Randy Eschenberg, Eschenberg Farms in Almont Township, whose crop produced 169.8 bushels per acre. Second place honors went to Jeff Crone of Crone Acres in Huron County, whose crop produced 167.1 bushels per acre. Taking third place was Dave Milligan of Milligan Farms in Tuscola County, that produced 136.3 bushels per acre. The winners in the dryland soft red winter wheat crop production were Dwight Bartle of Bartle Farms in Sanilac County, whose crop produced 137.4 bushels per acre, and Nancy Bartle with Bartle Farms in Sanilac County had a crop that produced 139.6 bushels per acre. When a Michigan wheat farmer enters the NWF contest, he or she is automatically entered into the Michigan Wheat Program Yield Competition. Eschenberg's crop production also earned him second place in the national competition. According to Michigan State University, producers are feeling confident about this year's wheat crop as well. The deadline to enter this year's winter wheat crop is May 15th. For more information or to enter the competition, go to the website www.yieldcontest.com. Michigan residents can breathe a sigh of relief as gas prices see a welcome drop this month. AAA reports a significant 11-cent decrease from last week, with regular unleaded now averaging $3.60 per gallon. According to AAA spokesperson Adrian Woodland, factors like reduced demand and increased supply are contributing to this decline, with potential for further decreases in the weeks ahead. Jackson emerges as the front-runner with the highest average gas price at $3.74 per gallon. Conversely, Lapeer and Sanilac counties are leading the charge for affordability, boasting the cheapest gas prices not only in the Thumb, but also statewide, with a gallon of unleaded gasoline priced at $3.53. Tuscola County follows closely at $3.56, with Huron County trailing at $3.68 per gallon. It's essential to note that these figures reflect a generalized combination of all gas stations within each county, with variations likely to occur based on specific city or village pump prices. As Michiganders navigate these fluctuations, staying informed about local gas prices and implementing fuel-saving strategies can help ease the strain on wallets. And we will be right back with more news for you at WLEW and WHST right after this.
When students struggle because they are hungry
or fall behind because they lack school supplies,
a caring adult can make all the difference.
Especially someone from the community.
Someone who knows the students
and the obstacles they might be facing.
At Communities in Schools, our site coordinators surround students with a community of support
to ensure that they have everything they need to engage in learning.
We go all in for kids, all day, every day.
To learn more, visit communitiesinschools.org.
The judge presiding over Donald Trump's New York hush money trial has fined him $1,000 for violating his gag order and has sternly warned the former president that additional violation could result in jail time. The fine marks the second sanction for Trump for inflammatory comments about witnesses since the start of the trial last month. Trump was fined $9,000 last week for 9 violations. Judge Juan M. Merchan warned that additional gag order violations could potentially result in jail time, though he said that was the last thing he wants to do. Trump denies any wrongdoing related to the 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. The Biden campaign and top Democrats are wrestling with how best to use artificial intelligence, exposing the party's anxiety over falling behind Republicans in the race to deploy technology that could transform the future of elections. Democratic strategists say they are nevertheless treading carefully in embracing tools that disinformation experts warn could pose a threat to democracy. So far, they say, AI is primarily helping them find and motivate voters and to better identify and defeat disinformation. That has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net.
And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today. Carol Jean Corbishley, age 76 of Bad Axe, passed away on May the 3rd. Visitation for Carol Jean Corbishley will be Thursday, May 9th from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Kaufman Funeral Home of Bad Axe, and Friday at the church from 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11. Funeral services will be held Friday, May 10th at 11 a.m. at the Bad Axe Free Methodist Church, with a luncheon being provided following the service at the church. A burial service to follow the luncheon at approximately 2:30 p.m. will be at the New River Cemetery in Port Austin. Memorials may be made to the Bad Axe Free Methodist Church or to the Huron County Relay for Life. If you wish to offer your condolences to Carol Jean Corbishley's family, you can do so online at kaufmanfuneralhome.com. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.